This is Sweet Tops, featuring Manic and Low, the Beast, Michael Lindsay, the Gooch, and your host, Justin Rogers. Sweet. Let's take a listen to what the boys got going on this week. You dig?
I really think I'm mentally retarded. Or I'm sorry, mentally challenged, if you will. When I wear shorts out of the house, I feel like I'm wearing a skirt.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm not wearing shorts all the time. I don't wear shorts all the time, unless I'm in my house, you know? And I have to just fucking do my daily shit, because it's fucking hot up there.
Yeah.
And then when I leave the house, I wear my shorts for the first time at work, and everybody's like, what are you doing? Why are you wearing shorts? It's weird seeing you wear shorts. You just wear pants all the time.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking like 108 and I'm wearing pants.
I was going to say.
I'm bitching about the heat, but they're like, you wear shorts. I'm like, I don't want to wear shorts outside of the house.
Yeah, I'm forced to wear pants at work and it sucks.
You can't wear shorts.
I'm not allowed to wear shorts.
You're inside. You don't talk to customers.
No, I still talk to customers, but I mean, like how it is at Google, it's like, it's because of the company. They're like, it's more professional if you wear pants and work boots. And it's like, but I deal, I'm in the shipping department. Like I ship things out.
Yeah.
I barely have to deal with anything. And also, but when they have people go out on route and stuff, dude, like, cause they make me try to go on route and it's like 90, 95. My balls are stuck to one leg
it's
or the other.
Swamp area down
yeah,
there, dude.
It's
swamp thing can be developed down there, and he will fucking rise.
And that's what I do like about the bidets at work. Like, I get to wash that shit out.
Hold on. You have bidets at work.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's a normal thing to have a bidet at a job site or a place of business, if you will.
Well, for here...
Yeah. I guess I understand that down in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
but
it's because there's all these different cultures, and so like
the sprinkle on the butthole.
Yeah, and the balls. Like it's this Japanese like built.
But then it leaves all your junk all wet.
There's a dryer.
What?
In the yeah.
So it dries your junk and gooch and everything down there.
Yeah.
So does it like push all the water up? So you
it just kind of like dries it off because I mean the bidet is supposed to be like the whole after effect. I know some people use.
So
the
do you wipe first and then bidet, or do you bidet and then wipe?
Well, I think the whole thing is like people use the bidet instead of wiping, which is gross. I
want
to make sure it's all clean.
No, I
like,
don't want
that. Like these pipes are clean.
That's fucking gross.
Like back when I used to do route all the time, like that's what I would do. Like sometimes, like so, like if there was enough time, like I would do route, and then like I would go to the bathroom, handle my business.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, and then if there was a shower in the bathroom that I was at, I would go hop in the shower real quickly. That's how clean I always needed to feel, you know, because like
you don't want to feel all fucking nasty and shitty like and like literally like shitty like.
Yeah. Welcome to Sweet Talks.
This is Sweet. How's it going? Ladies and gentlemen.
So this week I got my buddy Moochie, Mr. Brian Dunn.
How's it going?
In town.
Woohoo!
Let's do a
back in effect.
Yeah, let's do a little history. We've known each other since we were five.
Dude. Yeah, like
elementary school.
School and shit. Castlemont, if you will, if you wanted to lay down the specifics.
Yeah.
Castlemont. It's funny. I knew his brother more, but I didn't hang out with him. You know, I was in that age, and I will tell the truth on this. You know, I mean, I guess I flunked it or something. I was too stupid, and I had to be held back, and that's when I went to Sweet's grade, because I was 1 year ahead, because I was 1 year older, and I knew John, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I never really, you know, I knew him, but I knew you more, you know, we'd hang out, and fucking Game Boy and shit, when that shit was like a fucking brick.
Right. Oh, yeah, dude.
You know?
When it was the best.
Yeah. And, yeah, and just that whole freaking going through each, you know, there was Castlemont, then Monroe, and then fucking Del Shamar.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Which is fucking just a babysitting place. It is terrible. I like to say, though, I ollied over Justin. He let me do it.
A couple times.
You know, I'm gonna hold my finger up and go around the room here, like there's other people here, but...
As my dog's licking her snatch.
Yeah.
You bore me.
Is Brad Pitt in here? What's going on? Snatch, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I'll just throw that in there.
So, jump forward a little bit to a little more interesting times.
Okay.
You were a game tester.
Game tester, yes.
At Sony. Let's go into that.
It was fucking a blast.
Was it like Grandma's Boy? Did you have a turd nuggets?
It actually was, but not what you think, as in the setting. I didn't have a cubicle.
Yeah.
I was next to fucking nerdy ass goddamn smelly douchebags that fucking lived in their goddamn parents' basement. I heard stories, and I'm pretty goddamn sure I saw it, of people picking off their psoriasis off their head, rolling it up into a ball like their earwax, and doing it with the earwax, and then eating it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like that shit. These motherfuckers...
Turn the mic around.
Oh, sorry. Would that not hear it? Would it not get it? No. Are we on?
Yeah, we're
this
on.
This is on? Oh, okay.
It's on?
Right. Well, all right. Yeah, it's on. So... I had, okay, we'd go out to lunch, and there's this fucking Safeway. Shut up. I didn't know that would make a difference. I thought there was a fucking roundabout thing on this.
Yeah.
All right. There's a roundabout. All right. We'd go to Safeway, you know, for lunch. You get the hour lunch, you know. Mm-hmm. And there'd be motherfuckers that would come back with whole chickens. Whole chickens. And eat it. That shit's greasy as fuck. We have to share controllers.
So did they look like me?
No, they didn't even look like you.
Or were they like? What I'm saying is, like, were they like my Adonis figure, or were they a real Adonis? Like, were they buff? Because I've seen people massacre full chickens, but it's because, like, they go to the gym. Like,
there was a bunch of dudes that I still talk to, a couple of them that still go to the gym, and they're hella nerd-like. There was one by my buddy Joe Vargas. I'll throw out a fucking shout out for Joe Vargas.
Man.
He's the man. He's a... I think he didn't like it, but I didn't really care, because he was a cool guy. He's fucking little, fucking Joe Ferrigno, or Lou Ferrigno's fucking son. He's amazing, he's amazing, he's hilarious. But he went to a Comic-Con, and he was the Fist of the North Star.
Oh,
so he
cool.
had the you know, the hand wraps or whatever. He had the cut-off sleeve vest and the hair, and he was, you know, pointing to some dude.
Did he have the...
I don't know, I only saw a picture of him, like, sideways. You know, so I haven't talked to him. I should have asked him, but yeah,
because then he would have just looked like one of the dudes from fucking Double Dragon,
yeah, or like fucking Final Fight or some bullshit like that.
He has to have like the finger,
no, the marks. Fucking whatever it is, yeah.
I just recently watched, or not recently, like a couple months ago, I watched the live action.
Oh, the weirdest American dude. It's like a white dude.
So bad.
It's terrible. Why is it a white dude?
So bad.
That's why Dragon Ball Z movie was fucking terrible. It's like, what is this? Why are we trying to make a fucking Japanese cartoon into an American fucking movie?
Yeah, so John met the guy who played Goku. And so my brother was met him, the Justin Chatwin or whatever the hell his name is. And he told the guy, he was like, man, I really liked you in Dragon Ball Evolution. Because that's how my brother is. He actually thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
Really?
Because that's why he's my older, younger brother. Like,
he's older, but he just...
Mentally!
He doesn't get it.
You know, so... And here's what's hilarious is, like, actors know when they do shitty movies.
Yeah. I mean,
like, they saw something
like
that...
a normal job. It's
they saw something that could have been a potential. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was like, dude, I really liked it. And while he was, like, taking a photo with him like this, and like, yeah... The dude was like, yeah, the movie fucking sucked, dude.
Like, that's amazing, because the only good part about that was fucking Master Roshi. He was a dirty old man.
I watched it once, and I don't remember very much. I was really sad. I was actually excited that James Masters did Piccolo. But I hated that they made him, like, white. The guy who was Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He was Piccolo?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Spike.
So, he was actually super thrilled. He understood that it was a shitty movie, mm-hmm. but, like, he also knew his shit.
Get paid, nigga!
Like, because there was this video that some guy did while he was doing a signing. He was like, you know, I wanted to like Dragon Ball Z, but it just failed. And he sat there, he was like, you know, I did the movie for my kid, because my kid and I watched the movie, the show.
Oh, that's
and he
cool.
was, and he
that's
was like, cool. I really wanted to show more of Namek. And like, he did a whole list, and I was like, you either did your job and researched, or you actually know what you're talking about, which is cool.
Uh-huh. Either way, it's still like...
But I would rather watch Dragon Ball Evolution than... The fucking Last Airbender.
Ooh, yeah, a lot of people did not like that movie.
Because what happened...
I never got into the show, and I saw the movie, and it was like, yeah, it's cool effects here and there, but... Eh.
The show was good for an American-made attempt of an anime show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't watched very much of it, but, I mean, what happened during the show was kind of cool, and, like, the actual story. It wasn't cheesy. There were cheesy moments, because they made it kind of like an anime, but the movie took all the seriousness out of the fucking, or the movie took all the comic,
yeah,
the comedy out of the lightheartedness from the show.
From what I only saw a little bit of it, but what I saw, there was, you know, that still that anime fun with it, you know, that like you said, the joyness or whatever.
It was taken out. Like,
yeah, it was all like hella dark and serious, but it wasn't that dark.
It was like M. Night Shyamalan wanted to make a Christopher Nolan.
That's right, he made it, huh?
Yeah. It's like he wanted to make
a movie without
Christopher
a twist
Nolan
in it.
Movie.
Stupid.
Oh, the twist was there was no comedy. There was... Like,
all right. I didn't get it. That's good.
You know, where's the
twist? You fucking dirty bastard.
Where's the twist? It's not like the show.
Oh,
it's not.
No. Fucking filthy, dirty bastard.
And much like, I haven't seen it, and I refuse to the moment I knew that M. Night Shyamalan touched it.
Shyamalan.
After Earth movie, the Will Smith, Jaden Smith
Shyamalan
movie.
Ding Dong is doing that?
He directed it. And the movie studio was smart and did not put his fucking name on any of the posters or the first trailers.
Yeah.
So everyone's just like, oh, Will Smith. Oh, new Karate Kid. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't.
At least Willow's not in it whipping her hair back and forth.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'll watch it when it, like...
Redbox it?
Yeah, not even Redbox. It'll probably be on fucking Netflix or some bullshit like that.
Soon, yeah.
Soon, you know? It's not something... I don't know, like, I'm out of the Will Smith thing. He keeps doing shit with his kid or something, and, like, I did not want to see Karate Kid. I did not want to, like, ruin my fucking childhood by watching fucking...
But it doesn't. It
maybe,
doesn't
maybe
ruin...
just Jackie Chan. I love Jackie Chan. He's the man. But
that movie, they shouldn't have called it The Karate Kid.
They shouldn't have called it The Karate Kid.
And I think it would have made more money. But they wanted that name so they could at least help... I think Jaden kind of become...
What, was his name Mr. Miyagi?
No, none of the characters had the same names.
But it was still called Karate Kid.
It was still called The Karate Kid. And even though that they went to China and karate is a Japanese martial arts, like, even the mom, like, this is how they wanted to just kind of make it stereotypical. Like, how parents just don't give a shit, or black parents don't give a shit.
Oh, no.
She's just like, karate, kung fu, whatever.
Just whatever.
And I was just like... Why are you calling it The Karate Kid then?
Yeah.
Because she kept calling it karate, and they were like, this is kung fu. Whatever.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
That's bullshit, dude. That's... I didn't see it, so I didn't, like, know that... I thought his name was going to be, you know...
No,
like,
it's
Mr.
not.
Miyagi and all that shit. No. And I just assumed...
I think his name's...
That's what I get for assuming.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But I love Jackie Chan, but I still don't want to see that bullshit.
I'm sorry, I went off on that rant. Go back to you talking about...
what are we talking about?
You working at Sony.
That was a fucking rant ago. Jesus Christ.
So your buddy...
Oh, yeah, well, then... okay, whatever. We'll get off of fucking little Lou Ferrigno. he's a cool guy, but... yeah, it's like... We had to share controllers, but they didn't care. They just had, like, greasy-ass food, and... Just a bunch of nerds, but the job, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the building. I mean, when we had to do the training, and after doing like the tests and all that stuff, the last test was looking at. God damn it! What is it? Shadow Colossus. We had to watch a video of Shadow Colossus and pick out...
The HD collection or the original one?
No, way before the HD collection came out.
Oh.
The original. And point out three or four things of what's wrong with it. I got 3 out of 4. And the one that I missed, I was so pissed because it was the dude on the horse running, and the trail that the hooves would make from the dirt was like hella like rainbowish. But I didn't really picture it, you know. I was just like, maybe that's because I haven't played it in so long, and I was just like, oh, maybe that's how it is because it's like a fantasy.
Oh, so it was a test. It wasn't
part of... No, yeah, because you have to go through school not well, school or whatever. Yeah, you have to go through like a week of fucking training and shit. Right. If you pass the training, like you go through a bunch of like, you know, like fucking writing a bunch of stuff and then just video of games and point out what the bug is. And I was more focused on putting the horse against the wall and putting him through the wall. So when I got up against the like a mountain range or whatever, I would move the camera around the character, and when the fucking the backdrop would fucking drop out,
yeah,
like oh there it is, and like actually they didn't put that in there. He was like oh that no one has actually found that. That's pretty good. I'm like well thank you, but that right there it's a fucking bug, and well that's not part of the test, but you missed that one. I'm like fuck that's like the easiest one. What the hell, you know, like the fucking it's like rainbow fucking. Squares coming out of the back of the hooves. So yeah, like, that should be a bug, but I'm not gonna fucking bug with it. Whatever. I'm fucking
Japanese high people. Right now. Yeah, Japanese people are weird.
They're weird, dude. You know? I'm fucking high right now. I like that shit. Whatever. I'm cool, but then you go through the training, and it was fucking. When I realized after going through the training and getting my badge and everything, it was 989 Studios, who did fucking Splinter Cell, like that is their address. 989 Studios was their address. I look outside and I'm like, my paycheck says 989 Studios on it.
Hmm.
And I'm fucking like, I fucking love Splinter Cell. And when you walk up to the, we're the fourth floor.
You mean Siphon Filter.
What did I say?
Splinter Cell.
Yes, Siphon Filter. Thank you. God damn it.
I was sitting there going, wait a minute.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for fucking...
But I mean,
sitting there and contemplating my fucking fuck up.
It's all good. But 989,
they did a lot. They did fucking.
They did a bunch of crappy.
Oh yeah,
games.
They totally did a bunch of crappy games.
Twisted like, Metal 3 and 4.
Oh, dude, what is it? Cool Borders like 3 or something like that was terrible.
Now, did they?
Web Systems.
Ugh.
Thank you. I had to throw it out there.
Was their first original game? That was a non-sequel. Did they first do Siphon Filters, or did they do Siphon Filter 2 and 3?
No, they did. The first one was...
989 Studios?
Yeah, it was
okay.
989.
Because so many nights playing that game.
Dude,
tasing
just using
people.
The taser and lighting them on fire.
Yeah.
Like, because that came out when Metal Gear came out, but it was like... I love Metal Gear. It was the shit when that first came out, when you can hear his last breath as you choke him out.
Mm-hmm.
And snap his neck or whatever. But then Siphon Filter came out, and it was fucking the same thing. You did some stealth, but it was, like, a lot more action, cutscenes. And it was just a cool other story. And my big thing was, like, sniper rifles. Oh, you got a sniper rifle. Oh, sweet. I can fucking take him out long range. But that taser part, dude. Like, right when I heard the taser part, and you fucking... And you get a, you just light them on fire. You tase them enough to where they burst out in flames. Is, for that era, it's just amazing. I mean, obviously it's polygon, bunch of squares popping up, bursting in fire. You know, it's just, I guess at that time it's awesome. You think about it now, it's blah, 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 but... It was just cool to realize that was, you know, 989 Studios, what I grew up with when PS1 came out, which was, you know, disc, not... Well, I guess 3DO, I think, was the first disc.
Was it?
I want to say so, but I'm most likely, you know, don't hold me to that, but... there was 3DO, there was Jaguar, there was... Oh, Sega CD, maybe.
Yeah.
Sega CD, I think. Yeah.
Well, I remember days playing... Sega CD at Makoa's house.
Makoa! I bet. For TJ Bitter, dude. TJ, I was going... He had it. He had Sewer Shark. We play fucking Sewer Shark and shit. Out of control.
We always played Sonic CD, the Spider-Man, Night of the Kingpin, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And that weird ninja game. I think it was a Shinobi game.
Oh, it probably was. I always wanted to play that...
Hey,
Night Stalker one or whatever.
Quiet, you dog.
Yeah, the rape one that was banned from like.
Right.
What was it? What was it called?
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter. It was about rape.
Doesn't matter. So
I don't condone rape. Hey, everybody out there, I don't condone rape.
But
I'm gonna say I have a friend that has 3 shirts and a hat of fucking Richard Ramirez
And I just found out that he wears it on a daily basis.
Oh, he died last week.
I know. And that's why he's wearing it. And it's fucking ridiculous why he... I know who I'm talking about.
Is it who I think it is?
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay. He was wearing it today. And I'm like, dude, you know you're just, like, fucking glorifying a serial rapist killer. And he's like, yeah. Like, so you have a shirt. Like, I got three. And a hat.
And a hat. But, back to Siphon Filter. I remember all of my buddies and I in high school, we would go, into the shed.
Oh, the shed.
Yeah, and we'd, what we would do is, you know, we'd get drunk and... No!
Okay! Try Sarah Hops.
Yeah. And, that's probably why she was whining too. My dog, not my mom. And but we would have challenges on that, not the corridor, but like the outside. I think right when you first get the taser.
Where yeah, there's like those that 20, walkway.
And yeah, there's the 20 guys like in the bushes.
Yeah, yeah. There's so the planter boxes or whatever. Like that.
We would see how many guys we could tase, how fast we could do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, because you can tase and run, and while they're on fire, you could kind of pull them down if you did it correctly. And, but then we would do that and do, what was the, Tenchu. Mm. Those were the two games, like, those were the two kind of stealthy games that I liked, because I'm way too stupid and American. Like, I need to kick doors in with my shotgun. You ain't got
no patience, boy.
Nope, that's why.
You guys get the patience. That's, Metal Gear got me into the patience that's and everything. That you brought up Tenchu? Oh my god, that game was amazing. Like, the that first was, one was the pinnacle of, like, ninja stealth games.
The first one was. And oh, yeah.
I played the second one. It was cool, but it wasn't.
But it threw nothing. The first one threw you through the loop because your guy dies at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the sequel was a prequel. That was one of the first games that did the prequel, right? Uh-huh. Like, as their second game? Because, I mean, I know Legend of Zelda did it. Because they did it, and then it was either the first Super Nintendo one or the first Game Boy one was a Link in the Past, right? So that was kind of the prequel?
I guess. I mean, Legend of Zelda is just a freaking... What do you want to call it?
Legacy.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of the word right now. I can't ever think of the words, the big words, because it's like big words. Like, I can think of big words. A reincarnate of Link every single time. It's not the same Link, but it's a reincarnate. I mean, you can make his name into anything. Yeah, every Zelda is a reincarnate. It's just it's never gonna end. There's always gonna be a Ganon. There's always gonna be a Link that's gonna be born to save this princess. It's just a reincarnate every single time.
So is that why, like, with stuff like Wind Wakers and stuff, when they branched out into like the DS and there's the different colored Links.
I dug that though. I dug that they went that whole cell shaded.
Some games work like that.
They do. Like
Paper Mario.
Borderlands.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to get my brother's roommates, they're good friends of mine. One of them's, you know, he's in James Peach. He's one of the groomsmen, you know, and they couldn't get it because it looked too cartoony. I'm like, dude, it's not cartoony. It's just, it's cell shaded. Well, okay, it is kind of cartoony.
To me, it fit the comedy.
It did, because it was comedy, but yet really violent.
It fit the comedy, and also, so it set the tone, and it set itself apart from every other first-person shooter game to make it not boring. Like, that's another, you know.
Yeah.
So... Fear came out around the... Not Fear.
Fear.
What was that one?
13?
Oh, yeah, 13. That's right. That was the first cel-shaded first-person. Yeah,
first-person shooter.
Unless you want to count Perfect Dark, but that technically wasn't cel-shading was so back
awesome,
then.
Awesome, dude. When that first one came out for N64?
Yeah.
Perfect Dark Zero, I did not like.
Yeah. No, what was that game? The one that id Studios did.
ID?
Yeah.
ID. My bad. Not Rage, right?
Yeah, Rage.
So Rage wasn't really... No.
What I'm saying is, like, Borderlands and Rage came out around the same time, the first one.
Oh, they did,
one.
Huh? Yeah.
And Borderlands originally looked almost exactly like Rage.
Oh, the whole post-apocalyptic wasteland kind of thing?
Yeah, we're pretty much like it's Mad Max meets World of Warcraft. Uh-huh. Meets Doom.
You could drive stuff around.
But no. The graphics wise, because you can find the original Borderlands teaser trailer, and it's more realistic. And then they were like, "Oh, this game Rage is coming out. Boop boop boop. Mm-hmm. Cell shading. Let's make this more." And then they amped up the comedy on it too. And it to me it just works. Like,
yeah, no, it does.
Like, and I know there's tons of people who don't like the game, and it's like, fine, that's one less person on Borderlands that I have to deal with. Like,
exactly.
Like, and what I like about Borderlands is that I'm not for it's a multiplayer game, but you're not forced to play with people.
No, you don't
you
have
can
to.
Do your own thing, and then your buddies can tag along with you.
I like,
much like World of Warcraft. Oh, as, God, much as, wow, don't, dude. As much as I God, don't, as much as I don't want
to. Are we gonna bring up World of Warcraft in this podcast? I really wish we don't, just because I don't want to get into a rant of fucking how much that shit is bullshit.
No. It's just the, I always denied the comparison.
Uh-huh.
But I'll admit it.
I'll walk out right now.
On aspects, yes, it's designed like that because that thing worked. But no, I don't have to pay like $60 a year to play it with Borderlands.
$60 fucking just to play one game.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
And anywho's, so.
But I like,
so you mentioned groomsmen. Uh-huh. You're getting married soon.
Oh, married! I gotta throw a shout out. I told Mary I'd throw a shout out. I love you, baby. I love you. And you're gonna listen to this podcast. You'll be like, "Wow, you guys are fucking drunk." And
see what?
Like,
see
yeah,
what
I love you, baby, Mary. See, Mary Simone. She's gonna be my bride to be. She's fucking best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, yeah. I
see what I did there, Mary? You're welcome.
Yeah, you see that? It's right. You should fucking thanks, sweet. Thank you. You know, I always thought, you know, beer was the best thing that happened to me.
And no, Mary is.
It was, but,
Mary is.
You know, Mary, the fact that we can sit there and just fucking dominate on Silent Hill or fucking Resident Evil. Like, when Resident Evil 6, when we first started dating, I saw that she had Resident Evil 5. Now, she said she liked video games, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I've met chicks that like video games, but it's like, yeah, I like it, whatever, and they don't play video games. And she had, like, wristbands and stuff of, like, Raccoon City Police Department, fucking, I actually wear.
Things you can buy, like, Hot Topic.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're still just like, eh.
You know, it's just, there it is. And then I saw that she had Resident Evil 5. I'm like, all right, you wanna beat that together? Because Shiva by herself, AI, is fucking terrible.
I never even beat Resident Evil 5.
Nah, it's nothing. It's
no, okay. The part that pissed me off was that weird fire snake. I couldn't get the rhythm on how to destroy that thing, and I was like, nah, I'm going to return this. You get locked in a room, and there's this weird fire snake thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. It's
I'd always run out of ammo, because I suck at games. That's why
I'm... Well, I mean, it's they have branched out of the whole survival horror thing.
Yeah.
But they still make it where you'll run out of ammo. Mm-hmm. Which is bullshit, because they should make it, but it's hard to shoot something that wiggly. That's the only word I can think of right now. With tank controls, when you can't aim and move.
Yeah,
that's why Part 6 is so awesome.
That see,
they put
I've
three. They put four scenarios. You have to beat all three to get. Well, I don't think you have to beat all three, but to get. What's her snatch's face?
Ada Wong.
Ada Wong's. Thank you.
Ada Isn't
Wong's
that what you always have to do? Like, to play as Ada?
Yeah, you know, pretty much, because who wants to be fucking that kind of face? I don't. I mean, she has the fucking batarang, or the grappling hook batter thing, which is cool, but you can aim and walk. That was, like, the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the biggest things. The second biggest thing was Leon was back, and in Leon's story, it's slow walk. It's the original fucking, original zombies.
Yeah.
They're slow zombies throughout the whole thing. Is these except for this like this naked bitch that's crazy that has like tentacles of Las Plagas, but it's the slow zombies that you're used to. But there's just hordes of them coming through windows and stuff. You know, it's awesome. It's not the Las Plagas. It's not a parasite. That's when they went.
And that happened in 4, right?
Yeah, 4 started it. 4 was awesome game. I'm not gonna knock on 4.
And that's why they released it like 10 times.
Yeah. See, I think it first came out for GameCube.
It was just on the GameCube.
It was just on the GameCube.
That and Resident Evil 0.
Yeah, Resident Evil. I still haven't played, which I want to. But how can you go from dead things, like dead people, like people, you know, rising from the grave, zombies, like original zombie history from this parasite that can alter you. Like, in part six now, when you're Chris Redfield, or, spoiler alert, if you haven't played it, Wesker's son. The third character is Wesker's son.
Okay.
And you're... The chick with you, who you can play as, is...
The president's daughter?
It's Cherry from the second one. The little girl from the second one that you have to help as a mom.
Okay.
She returns in it, which is awesome. Like, the story is amazing. It's great. But that whole scenario, those two scenarios, the Las Plagas apparently now is, you shoot an arm off, they'll grow something better and bigger to protect it. It's a parasite that will build armor over the wounds and build it better and bigger. And it's like, dude, I'm not playing Dead Space. I'm not going to take off their legs and arms and, like, hopefully it's going to work, but they're just going to grow bigger, you know?
I was going to say, so it's like, it's Tokyo Gore Police, the game.
Oh, I love Tokyo Gore Police, yes. I don't understand the whole cutting of the razor blades in the beginning, but that flesh chair is so weird. It, like, squirts.
I don't think I ever finished it.
You didn't finish it?
No.
Oh, you got to finish it. You have to endure.
After that night that we were at Amanda's house, you know, and we were like, allowing her brother to watch it, remember?
You shouldn't be watching this.
We were allowing him, and then, like, when it got really, really bad, it's like, don't fucking watch.
It got weird.
We turned it off after, like, the penis demon.
Oh, you mean when she was sucking his dick and she bit it off and then she turned into half fucking alligator, half lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great part. That's after the flesh chair. Flesh chair is like...
Well, I don't remember it.
The
booze.
That's great. I wish I had drank enough. Well, I should have drank enough booze.
Well, it was on your PlayStation and you've probably seen it multiple times.
That's fucking awesome.
But don't worry, there's plenty of movies that I wish I unwatched. That are more embedded in my brain. I am excited that there's going to be a third Human Centipede, though.
I am not.
Because they're actually having big names in it.
I'm sorry. Oh, God damn it. Really? They're getting that big where they're going to have big names in it?
Sorry,
what can they do now?
Big-ish names. I think Eric Roberts is going to be in it.
Oh, my God. Eric Roberts.
Yeah, dude. Eric Roberts.
Kickboxer. No, I'm sorry. Not Kickboxer. Best of the best.
Yeah, best of the best.
Best of the best. That's stupid.
But,
damn, Eric Roberts, you got no work. Of course you're going to do Human Centipede 3.
Well, you know,
okay,
when he's...
Okay, so the second one, I never saw the second one. The second one is a guy that watched the movie and wants to make it himself, right?
Yeah, I don't like the second one. The second one, I...
Why did they even need to make a second one? The first one was fucking terrible enough.
I don't
mean terrible that it was bad. It was a crazy concept.
I liked the originality of it.
I'm not going to hate on it, but at the same time, I'm going to hate on it because it was fucking gross.
Yeah.
Because it made me say that, and that's why I like it, because it was just like, of course it's a German guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking crazy German guy, and two girls, we're stuck. Oh, yes. Well,
that movie just showed how...
I got a Japanese man strapped down there that I'm going to sell you to. Sweet, come on in.
How I always tell people, like, the moral of the first Human Centipede, because there's no moral for the second one. None at all. There's no forgiveness, no going back. Like, but the moral of the first one is, like, fathers, teach your kids how to change a tire.
Oh, does it start off early like that? Like, they pop a tire and then motherfucker comes?
Yeah. No, they go to his house. Oh, you haven't even watched the first one.
No, I've watched... That is the first one, huh? I will tell the truth. This, we are on Sweet Talk. I will be truthful. I skimmed through it.
This is church.
This is church. This is my church. I fucking hate all religion except for video game comics and all other non-realistic shit. Like, I guess, like real religion, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, okay. Yeah, that does make sense.
You gotta hate something to be able to have believers.
True. But yeah, I skimmed through it. I wanted to get to the good parts, I guess, when they were, like, attached to each other. And he's like, oh, should I do cuttlefish? Or should I do vanilla pudding? Oh.
Now you're talking about the South Park episode.
I know. I saw more of that than the actual movie.
But that, I mean, it's...
Oh, here comes cuttlefish!
It's pretty much kind of what happens, though.
It does. It's pretty funny. He shits in her mouth, and she fucking relays it back to the girl behind her.
Don't they damn, bro?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were on Sweet Talk.
We are, but yeah.
You should put egg crates around your room.
Should.
I heard that muffles the sound.
A little bit. All
right.
But, no, so for me, the most horrific scene in the movie is when he's done he did the operation, but they're still trying to... No, he didn't do it yet.
We're still talking about the second one?
No, the first one.
First one, okay.
I don't... Like I said, I'm not a big fan of the second one.
Okay.
So in the first one, the doctor is sitting there. So what he is he was the world's famous Siamese separator.
Oh, no way. That's why...
So then,
he wanted to put it back together?
He got... So he retired because he was sick of humanity. He was sick and tired of all this. Yeah, German people are weird.
Well, it's kind of aya.
Yeah, and so then what he did was he created this thing called Three Dog, which was the dog centipede.
God, that's terrible.
And what to me the most frightening aspect of it was kind of more Hitchcockian, is that they're all sitting there strapped while he's about ready to do it, and he's explaining what he's going to do. So there's charts, like, I'm going to remove so-and-so's tongue, you know, B and C's tongue. I'm going to cut incisions in the jaw and the cheek. Yeah, and you're just sitting there. And you kind of can't pay attention while he's doing it because the other people are kind of, like, whining and complaining.
I don't want this to happen.
Yeah, but I'm just sitting there going, oh.
Yeah.
And then it happens, and of course you got to kind of sit there and be like,
oh my God, that's a fucking human centipede. Look at that.
Well played, Doctor. Well played,
sir.
So that's what I liked about that movie. It was kind of like the weird originality, and it's more, yes, they show things, but to me, it's you think about it. And now it's one of those movies that when you talk to people about it, when you're explaining it, people are like,
yeah, they're like,
you know,
really? That really happened?
Come
on. It's like, it's a movie.
Unlike going,
relax.
Did you see the Freddy Krueger movie? Did you see that new Jason movie?
I didn't see the Jason one. I saw the new Freddy Krueger one, and I was not as scared as the originals.
But that's what I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, okay.
The concept-wise, like, it was cool because it kind of, like, took you back to, like, when you're, for example, for me, I don't like movies about insane asylums. Like, my whole family's kind of like that.
Really? Did you like...
You didn't like Session 9.
I did like Session 9, though. But I mean, because, like, that stuff creeps me out. Like, you know, my aunt was one of the last people to work Agnes.
Mm.
And,
damn you. I took a sip of Agnes as shit. There's a fucking BMX track behind it.
My aunt, my grandma, my grandparents worked there. So, their fam, you know... My mom and them lived at Agnew's because my grandpa was the fire chief and my grandma was one of the nurses. And then also my aunt became one of the nurses. And I believe...
She went down there, I believe.
Yeah, I believe she was one of the people to help with the last lobotomy there. So...
Fucking A.
So...
Good God.
Yeah. So that stuff always just like... Ugh. So when the first... So I never saw the first Nightmare on Elm Street until like...
Johnny Depp gets sucked into a bed.
Right. Well, I didn't see it until, like, I saw the remake.
Really?
Yeah. There, as I say a couple times, like, in this show, or
Sweet
the
talk.
Different episodes, I didn't have TV for a long time.
No, yeah, you didn't have anything.
And also my upbringing.
Which is fine. Yeah.
So there was a lot of stuff that I just didn't get to catch up on. And
sheltered.
And like in the last episode with McClatchy, I was telling him, I was like, I have like 30 years of shit to catch up on, so now I gotta be choosy.
Tell you the truth, that is good at some points. I mean, you are able to
enjoy the remakes.
You're enjoying.
In
a sense to where you will go back
and rewatch something.
Watch the originals, you're able to compare.
Yeah.
You're not tainted with the terrible first one and then trying to remake it and repolish it up. That's why we like the originals, because they're terrible. I don't want it polished up.
I don't want
like special effects.
I think people like the original ones because it's the nostalgia.
Yeah,
I think it's that.
It's
the nostalgia, and at the time it was the originality. But when you're trying to reboot something that's been around for like 30 years or something, but you attempt to do the same thing with it, it's boring. Have you seen the new Evil Dead?
No, I haven't. I want to, though.
It's really good.
It looks fucking... Dude, just that chick with the blade that she keeps pressing her tongue up against it and just splits.
The new...
It looks freaking brutal.
The new Evil Dead was...
Because it's not Is it funny at all?
No.
Because the first one was like, it's supposed to be like low budget funny.
The first one, like, the first one was funny and cheesy because of how low of a budget they had.
Yeah, but that's what made it that cult classic.
But I think the
reason. Bruce Campbell.
Well, no. It made it the cult classic because at the time, that was pretty scary.
That's right. It disturbed a lot of people, right?
Yeah. So this movie was pretty much what I believe was what Raimi wanted if he had the budget.
If he had the budget, okay.
So that's what I like.
Because a lot of people did not like it, but that's the whole nostalgia of it. A lot of people didn't like it because it wasn't low budget.
Mm-hmm.
It was all. That's what I think with like Star Wars, like new Star Wars and all that. Just nobody makes models anymore. They just pay some geek to put it on a computer and make CGI.
There was a lot of things wrong other than the CG.
Okay.
With the new Star Wars.
Oh, there's a lot more than that. Yeah, exactly.
Also have to remember the Star Wars movies were kids' movies.
No, for sure.
They were kids' movies. So, but like, that's. Kids
back in the 70s and the 80s,
right,
too.
Right. And so that's where. I'm just being a devil's advocate. I'm not accepting the new three movies. They didn't need, in my opinion, one and half of two.
They didn't need any of them.
I would have liked to have seen, you know, the. What, Anakin how Anakin became?
No, yeah, totally.
But you could have done that in like two movies.
They could have done it in one movie.
No, because you want to have
Like Volume 1, Volume 2.
Yeah, you wanted to have that emotional thing on like.
Good man.
I feel bad on how he became Vader.
Was it like? But still
understand.
Panda Mana.
Yeah.
Panda Mana, Panda Bear, or something like that.
My homegirl Natalie Portman.
Oh. Baby, I will say this though. Please shave your head after the wedding, because Natalie Portman looks like you. When you shave your head, you don't look like Natalie Portman. She looks like you. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Boom.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Booyaka show. Yeah. V for Vendetta. A lot of nerds out there when that movie came out creamed their pants when they heard that Natalie Portman was shaved. It's a double. Meaning there.
Is it?
It is. Shave down there. I will break it down. Shave down in the vagina and not on the head because they never saw the movie, so they thought maybe she was shaved down in the vagina because everybody likes Natalie Portman. And that is not from me. That is actually when David Spade had his own talk show on Comedy Central. I can't remember what the
name was. I kind of missed that. It wasn't that bad.
It was good. Because David Spade. You can't hate on David Spade. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's David Spade.
Yeah.
I love David Spade.
I do have to admit, the trailer I saw for Grown Ups 2 did look pretty funny.
Why you gotta hate on that? I mean, why you gotta admit, like...
Because the first Grown Ups was just very alright.
Adam Sandler's kind of like a hit or miss.
I get that.
Well, hit or miss, what are you talking about, dude? Did you see That's My Boy?
I haven't, but I figured if I watch it with you, it would probably be funny. But I
wish I brought it down.
I've always been told that it was not that great of a movie.
Maybe they're comparing it to the Zohan.
Which I thought was funny. Dude, I thought Zohan was shit. Great.
Love Zohan. Zohan. So let's go.
And I do like that Adam Sandler is trying to step out and make these different types of comedies. That's cool. Because, you know, he doesn't know what he wants to be. You know, he doesn't want to always be that guy.
No, he doesn't. And it's cool that they did the Grown-Ups and showed all the guys he came up with.
So, what games are you excited for?
Okay, games we're excited for.
Let's do that. Let's stick with the video game.
Well, I was excited for Last of Us. I still am. Even though watching you play it,
like an idiot.
No, you're doing good.
You were watching an idiot, but
it's hard to play when you got friends with you, dude. Like you're anticipating a game and then you're like, oh, I got this game, come over. Or just, you know, randomness like this today, and I come over. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna sit here. We'll talk about it, but just,
yeah,
I want to hear the story.
Well, because I mean, you're way more better of a gamer than I am. So it's like, please be my backseat gamer, and also because the game plays. The game's cool. The game plays just like an Uncharted game.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, except for it seems a little more... Not that the Uncharted games weren't linear, but it seems more linear. Like, you can't like you can't go around and explore trying to find things.
It's
and I'm sure it probably gets there.
It like probably does get there, but at the same time, it probably doesn't as much as Uncharted. Uncharted, you're out in this fucking like Cambodia, fucking big old wilderness bullshit. You know, you're
yeah,
big old space, and this is you're in this little post-apocalyptic, you know, world. It's a city, so you have you know linearity like you keep saying, you know, but. I'm excited for that. I'm excited, obviously, for fucking Metal Gear 5. I was very upset that David Hayter was not going to be Snake. Very upset about that. But...
it's Jack Bauer.
Keith or Sutherland. I don't like 24.
Oh, you weren't a fan?
I don't like that cheesy bullshit fucking...
I didn't think it was cheesy. Jack Bauer. Ha ha! I didn't think it was cheesy. I can't handle it. I thought the show was great.
I'm going to say this, though. Tell you the truth. I didn't give it a chance. I did not. Asshole. I did not give it a chance. But at the same time, I just... My brother anyway, my brother amped it up, and I just didn't want to... I didn't...
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just didn't want to deal with it. I love Keith Sutherland, dude. I love him. But for picking him for Snake, not that bad of a call.
Yeah, but
not that bad of a
here's the problem. Everybody's just gonna be like, it's Jack Bauer.
Like, I hope it's not everybody, but I know I'm not
anybody who's a fan of the show, but yeah. But I think that'll also who are fans of that will be like, Keith Sutherland's doing something like that again? I must buy this game.
Yes, I must, which is cool because you know that's the storylines, but Miller from the first Metal Gear Solid is in it. Miller was dead right in the beginning, and it was Liquid posing as him. So you never really got to know the real Miller. You just got to know Liquid as pretending to be Miller to coax Snake through the whole place.
So then Metal Gear 5 is...
it's a prequel.
A prequel.
All the last, except for Vengeance, Revengeance, has been a prequel. You have been...
really? I thought Sons of Liberty was...
oh, no,
was...
Sons of Liberty, totally. Oh, sorry. Okay, 4? From 4?
Yeah.
4, you're Snake.
You're Snake again.
But part 3?
You're Big Boss.
Exactly. And yeah, that's what all these, like, Peace Walker, you're Snake's dad. You're the OG Snake. You're the fucking man.
I thought that's who Big Boss is.
That is Big Boss, because he killed Boss.
Gotcha.
Which was part 3. Boss was a lady who... came up with the CQC course quarter combat and just started the whole like Metal Gear saga is I got it. I know what they're talking. No, it's fucking confused. Oh, hold on.
So what about the Nintendo Metal Gear games? Do those have anything to do with Gear 5 Solid?
Is building up to Outer Heaven. So the Nintendo is US Snake from like what you know as Snake.
Okay.
From like PS1.
Gotcha. You know. Okay. So that's
Solid,
like
that's why they have codenames. They're all Snakes, but it's Solid Snake as from the PS1. But if you go back as Big Boss, he was Naked Snake. Because when he was thrown into the first, like, his first mission, he was green. They would say green. Got it. Now, Naked Snake. So the first Nintendo, you're Solid Snake, but you go in as... you go in taking out this fucking military dude that wants to create the whole world as a big war. He's a PMC, private military
contractor.
Yeah. You know, it's Outer Heaven. You have to go in and destroy and take down this Outer Heaven, this fucking military... Exactly. Didn't need to explain it. You have to take down, you know, this psycho motherfucker that wants to start a war. Just wants an endless war. Just an endless war. That's what he wants. And that's all he knows. At the end, you realize it's your dad.
Okay.
And that's what Big Boss is. And for the longest time, up till 4, you think you're just a clone. Which you kind of are, but... you were birthed from a woman. You were birthed. You weren't from a test tube. At 4, you realize that. You and Liquid were, like, from a mom.
Natural birth.
In natural birth, thank you.
Okay.
Natural birth. Solidus, what is it? No, it's a Solidus. I think it's Solidus. Solidus was the third Snake, which was the president in the first one and the second one.
And he was the son of Liberty?
Exactly. Okay. He was the guy you fight at the end of the second one. He was Solidus. He was the guy that Ocelot was talking with at the end of the first Metal Gear Solid.
Gotcha.
Shadow Moses. God, it's so fucking confusing. It's so...
Anyway, so other games you're excited for.
Oh, okay, other games I'm excited for. I'm excited for Metal Gear 5, if I'm going to fucking say it again, because that shit is crazy! It's open world! Oh!
Yeah. And you get a horse to hide behind while you're riding.
Dude, that's the simplest shit, but it blew my mind. I'm like, right? Yes!
Right, because then you're sitting there going, why couldn't you do this in... you do this in Red Dead Redemption?
Oh, that's a good point. You're on a horse the whole time. Why couldn't you do that? God damn it, Justin.
Equally amazing game.
Equally amazing
game. Red Dead Revolver was great. Actually,
when they did the zombie thing, too. Yeah, that's right.
I gotta still beat Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, you haven't yet? Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's good. I know, you probably had spoiler alert already, but...
I'm retarded. Yeah, I know what happens.
Yeah, it's great, though. It's great. The zombie pack, too, the nightmares.
Yeah.
It's really good. That and when I came down here on Friday from Pine Grove, my buddy James, he showed me a video from E3 of Titan Falls.
Who's that?
It's so hard to explain. It's this first person shooter that is, you can still do first person shooter on your feet, but then you can get into mechs.
Oh.
And like, seriously, like fist fight mechs. And then if your mech is about to explode, like what I saw was the camera looks down at, you know, your legs, and he pulls the ejection seat, and it's just detailed of you bursting out of the mech to save yourself. And then as he's bursting out, he drops down on another mech, like a bad guy mech.
Yeah.
It pulls up some, like, you know, major cords or whatever, major wires, and shoots the hell out of it. And it explodes, but he jumps back, and it's just this, like, action. I don't know. It's just this.
So is that actually in-game graphics?
In-game.
Or is it a lie, like Alien Colonial Marines?
Oh, no. I hope it's nothing like that, because I played that game, and it was a lot better than any of the other Alien games, but I did not beat it because I got bored of it.
And I talked about this last week.
Oh, did you?
With McClatch, or the last episode. Alien vs. Predator, the side-scroller. The side-scroller game.
Oh, my God. My bad. For SNES.
No, the arcade that we would always play at San Jose Ice. Like, when Nick would have fucking practice.
Because it did come out the SNES, but...
Yeah, but it was a little bit of a different point, though, right?
It was, but... I totally forgot about that game.
Dude, those 90s Capcom side-scroller arcades?
It was like Final Fight and, like, what is it? Freaking Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Except for your...
Your Predator!
Your Predator, or you were Arnold. Or that cybernetic chick.
Or the Marines. You know.
Well, no. There was
cybernetic chick.
The three Predators. And the two Marines were androids. That's how it made it more like aliens. So, like, that's how they were able to, like, punch and kick the aliens in the face.
Oh, that's right.
And everyone had their own, like, special move.
Yeah.
You know, like, that game, the Dungeons & Dragons side-scroller game that Capcom made, and the Punisher side-scroller game.
Nick Fury and Punisher?
Yeah, those three games were super underrated as side-scrollers.
But, take away the side-scroller, but still keep it a Punisher. The one game you had.
Oh, for the Xbox? That game was savage.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah.
Brutal. The environmental kills?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was one of the last of the new Xbox and PS2 games.
Yeah, yeah. Before the 360. Killswitch.
Killswitch was dope.
Killswitch was dope.
Killswitch was dope because it was one of the first duck and cover games.
You were passed out and I was still playing it and you woke up. Did you beat it?
Yeah. Tight.
It was amazing. There was cover. You have cover. That was like one of the first games you can get cover.
The first blind fire too.
But the first one was Winback.
Oh, Winback.
Winback for
Winback.
I
was gonna say Switchback.
Apparently it was for PS2 as well, but I only played it for the N64.
Yeah.
That's the only time I could find it.
Either played that at Jason or Steven's house.
That game was shit.
But
excuse my language.
This whole night, shit. Excuse me.
But see you next Tuesday, cunt.
Zip it, cunt. And but so like the Punisher game, Psychonauts,
dude.
The Hulk, Ultimate Destruction game, and
I never played that.
And Warriors. Those were like my four favorite games. See, I told you we were gonna talk about this. PS3 finally re-released.
Can I have another? I'm gonna get one of the cores. I gotta
okay, if you can grab me one too.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking.
So I'll explain while Brian's getting us beers. So Rockstar made this great ode to old school brawler games based on the cult classic movie The Warriors. For those of you who know, you can just easily comment and say, "Shut up, we know this," but. Rockstar made this awesome game, and it was really good. They made it for the Xbox and the PS2 right before at the time next-gen systems came out. And then when PS3 came out, they did have this port, and I'm sure a bunch of people attempted to download it, but it was for the PlayStation Vita, or it was for whatever the other handheld PlayStation game system was. But just recently, they finally re-released it for the PlayStation 3 to have it be on their PlayStation 2 mod. And it's pretty good. It's glorious. Sadly, it just feels a little dated when you're playing. Because sometimes with those mod games or the emulators, you're trying to use the controller like you're used to. Like when I try to go back and play some of the PlayStation 1 games, you can't use the dual sticks. You have to just use the D-pad and the other button, so it's kind of confusing to get used to playing that. But it's super fun. I started talking about how it used to be on the Vita, but they didn't really like explaining it that well. So we'll go into that story.
You might need to shut the door for that one. Okay, so I'm back. Okay, so when I played the game before I watched The Warriors, okay? And then I watched The Warriors, and it's just an amazing movie. I love it.
You never watched The Warriors over here, or
I'm pretty sure I played shed? It before I watched it. I think I watched it over here with you, maybe, but...
You had to have.
Yeah, but you before playing the game, like, before... I played the game before watching it.
Yeah,
and then I watched the movie, and like Rockstar just did a fantastic job by, like, you know, it wasn't scene by scene, but it was pretty damn close.
Yeah, because they did a couple like prequel scenes, yeah. And then like it was great because you didn't start off as
you started as Rembrandt.
Yeah, you were Rembrandt
because he was still the new guy.
Jumped in.
Yeah, you're still the new. Even in the movie, Rembrandt was still the new guy. He didn't want to get wrecked. He said, you know, and. And that was really cool. But the other cool thing, too, you could play two-player.
Yes.
You know, you can have a brawl with two players. You can just go out and beat the hell out of other stupid-ass gangs that were hella whack.
Yeah, it brought the brawler back to what made them so fun.
And when they had, like, the
Night of the Furies?
Dude, that was total.
When you unlocked that game?
Total freaking...
It was Double Dragon, but skinned.
Yeah, because you can have the combos and
double
stuff.
Double the fucking dragon!
Oh, yeah! Break bottles behind Wawa's! Dig some holes, burn some wood.
You get my dog excited.
How far do you dig? What do you do with a Winsbergen?
Yeah.
You know? Bergen. So, okay, here's the whole story. I'm going off the subject. So Mary, my fiance, she is playing what'd she get? I think it was Chainsaw Lollipop or Lollipop Chainsaw.
Is that game fun?
It's pretty ridiculous. It's a hack and slash.
Yeah.
But it's
done by James Gunn, who's doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
Dude, it's good. It's funny. You know,
and he did Slither. I love Slither.
I like Slither.
And he did Super. I kinda liked Super. It was the Dwight the version of Kick-Ass, but with Dwight.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, dude, it's so bizarre.
Is it?
It has Dwight and Ellen Page.
Who's Dwight?
From The Office.
Oh, that guy.
Rainn Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, crime! Something like that.
The Rocker.
I apologize. Keep going.
Oh, you better. Fucking Coors Light drinking motherfucker.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
Well, I got it. So it started with Lollipop Chainsaw because it was, you go 3D, you know, you go, you can scroll around the environment, but at times there was just that side scroller, you know, and not the Warriors was like that, but I just think about it and I'm like, oh, the Warriors. Oh, I wish I still had that game. I wish I still had it. And I look, I go on the PSN. I go on the PSN and I find it. Because I know Manhunt's on there.
Yeah.
I just Rockstar. I love Rockstar. I will suck Rockstar's dick. I always do. I always just, I haven't, even the ping pong game I like. And that's terrible. And I played Midnight Club and I played Midnight Club and I was like, whoa, this, I thought it was like Rice Rockets and stuff, but it's not.
Well, they did ping pong as a joke.
Yeah, well, that's
what I love about it.
Oh, they did? I did not know that.
They did it as a joke because, and same with Bully.
Bully. That was fun.
They didn't do Bully as a joke, but Bully and Ping Pong were both like backlash to pretentious cunty mothers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Rockstar, though. Maybe.
Right, but I mean, it was them doing it in a hilariously good fun thing. So Ping Pong, they made Ping Pong because they were like, I bet they're still going to try to complain about this. And they attempted to, and then they played it. They're like, oh, it's just ping pong. And they're like, ha ha. It was just like.
But it's legit. You can get that side cut and like, bah!
Yeah, it was like when, back in the 80s during the whole FCC thing, that trial against musicians.
Yeah, yeah.
That it was like John Denver, D. Snyder and dude. Frank Zappa.
Dude.
And so Frank Zappa,
Snyder just blew him away with.
Yeah, because they thought he was just a jackass.
Oh, yeah, but he was like, oh, I stayed up all night writing that rapport, you know, and I'm going to throw it at him.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking a G.
Yeah. And it's metal. And what's funny is.
Twisted Sister! Yeah! With
Frank Zappa, like, because he was like. They figured that Frank Zappa and D. Snyder would do it, but they didn't realize that John fucking Denver would be a part of that.
What is it? John shot on my goddamn shoulder or something like that. Yeah. John Denver. Really?
Burn my God, country award ass.
I thought the Rocky Mountains are going to be a little more rockier. Yeah, that John Denver is full of shit, man.
So what happened was because they were super advocates of against the whole parental advisory label or logo and stuff, the FCC, they knew that they were going to gun after Frank Zappa, and Frank Zappa knew that, and he released an instrumental album, yet they still put the parental advisory logo on it. Yeah.
All because it's the devil music. It doesn't matter if there's lyrics. There's devil's music. It's bad.
Yeah, so they're
gonna get influenced to go chaos.
It's just great.
Like Richard Ramirez.
So wow. So I apologize. Keep going.
Oh no, it's cool. But hey, let me ask you a question.
Sir. Yes.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
I know I would.
I'd smother myself in mustard and brush myself down with a nice cold Budweiser. Go Cubs win. It's just, it sounded like you did the whole fucking thing right there. Though.
Yeah.
It just popped in my head.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch myself a nice cold Budweiser. Oh, Cubs win. If I was a pair of spare ribs, I'd totally eat myself. So, I get all excited. You go back to the Warriors thing. I get all excited. I'm like, oh, baby, have you played the Warriors game? She's like, no. What is it? I'm like, oh, my God. It's a freaking amazing. Like, you can grab fools and, like, beat the shit out of them in the face, like, on the ground.
Spray paint their face.
Dude. Like, curb stop them.
Yeah.
And I tell her, like, look, it's Rockstar, and she instantly knows it's going to be bloody. She's like, oh, it's Rockstar? I'm like, it's Rockstar. She's like, oh, my God. Go on PSN. I'm there. I see it. Yes! Yeah. Don't even look at it like a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know, I am pissed at Sony, but I'm more pissed at myself. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I'm pissed at Sony. You know, I'm talking motherfuckers. And I downloaded Blau, and she mentioned something. It's kind of said Vita right there. And I'm like, shut up. Yeah. I didn't say shut up, but I'm like, nah, whatever. She's like, why does it say PSP? No, whatever. Just be glad it was PS1. It was on the PS1. It's not on that.
It was on the PS2.
Thank you, PS2. Thank you. God damn it. See, I get all fucking irate. I get all irate. And I just, all right, I just, whatever. And it downloads. And that was just, like, just the, I got myself amped up so much, and I was so irritated with the PSN.
Cannot play.
It looks... I look at it. She's like, I told you. It says PSP and Vita. I'm like, no, I got it. I'm going to start it. You don't have the device plugged in to play this game. I'm like, ugh!
And that, I mean, I was almost in that same situation, and I don't understand.
That game has been out for so long. They had Metal Gear
Solid. I have Metal Gear Solid on my PlayStation.
Yeah, me too. I have.
I've played, I think, like all of 15 minutes of it.
I have Resident Evil 2 and 3 on it.
I have the director's cut Resident Evil.
That's what I need to get. I need to get Resident Evil.
I got Chrono Trigger on my shit.
I don't like the turn-based RPG, but... I still respect them as like legit games that came out back in the day, like Final Fantasy VII. You know that was
fuck that game. You know what game? You know what game I want? I want Super Mario RPG Quest for the Seven Swords.
Quest for the Seven Swords.
But all right, we're getting
off topic.
We're getting sort past.
Of. Well, that was a wet seal.
It was. So since this year the new consoles are going to come out. This is a silly question, but Xbox One or PS4? We're gonna talk about this.
Well, that's fine.
Because E3 just happened.
I know. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going PS4 because I love Sony. I love the PS4. I really am not a fanboy. I guess I am, but at the same time, I will still get an Xbox. I'm still probably gonna get an Xbox One, you know, down the line. But
yeah.
I still love the 360. The 360 is awesome, you know? But I still love Sony just for the fact that they, you know, it's Metal Gear and Uncharted. And
yeah, but here's the thing. Metal Gear is no longer exclusive.
No, I know. That's just fine. Which is, they shouldn't have been exclusive to begin with. Metal Gear should be branched out for everybody to enjoy.
Metal Gear would have been awesome on the Dreamcast.
Dude, oh my God. Dude, Twin Snakes on Twin Snakes... They made Twin Snakes on the GameCube, which was the Metal Gear Solid, but polished up, and you had a first-person view with a gun. Like, you had a first-person view on the first one for PS1, but you couldn't put up your gun, you know?
Yeah.
But when they did Twin Snakes, and I still think, I'll go off subject, well, not really off subject, but I'll just rant about how GameCube was just like the N64 ahead of its time. It just didn't get, you know... the recognition that it should have.
Well, same again. Same
because the I have the Resident Evil remake.
Same with Dreamcast, dude.
The first Resident Evil remake on the
That looked gorgeous, gorgeous.
It's smooth as hell, and it's scary as shit. You know, and the first Resident Evil was scary, but this one was like polished up, but still eerie and hella scary. You know, it wasn't bright, whatever. It was still like dark and scary as shit.
And it showed that Nintendo could do a mature game.
It can. Nintendo's but one Nintendo of the OG.
Nintendo knows their market, and that's what I will always still respect about Nintendo. You know, they're like, it's not about, you can't like, hate. They straight up are like, it's not about graphics. And everyone's like, it's about graphics.
It's about gameplay, dude.
You know, it's about gameplay. Because why is Super Mario Brothers still in the top 5 games of all time? And Tetris is in the top 5 games of all time.
And there's all these like polished up games all around and stuff. And they're like, nah.
They don't compare.
They don't, because that's what video games are about.
Yeah.
And it's awesome that they've come up with like, you know, half movie, half video games. But I'm always going to go back to like the more gameplay.
And that's what I was telling you about. Last of Us is cool. Uncharted's are cool. But I want to, if I'm going to buy a game, I want to play it. And that's what I like about Borderlands. Is that it's...
Their cutscenes are hella short, but they're good.
Super short.
But then it's just, like, first-person open world.
Goes into gameplay.
But that's the thing with Borderlands. It's open world. Like, Uncharted and Last of Us, they're not open world.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, Bioshock was a lot of gameplay as well.
Get into Bioshock. Are you talking about Infinite?
I'm talking about all the Bioshock
All
games.
The Bioshocks.
You know, because, like...
I wasn't too much of a fan of the second one.
Not a lot of people were.
First one was awesome.
Yeah.
Just that, even that first, like, trailer that they gave out. The fucking drill going through his stomach.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It was so graphic and awesome.
Yeah, it's
but it's
a big shame.
Nobody talks about the originals, I think it was System Shock.
And System Shock 2?
Yeah. I want to play those.
You can, if you have a PC, you can find the mods.
Yeah, I told Mary about it. You can find the ROMs. Mary does that. She found all the original Fallouts. Yeah. And she played the original Fallout. She liked them a lot. Like, it's all like top view, like you know Diablo what, and shit, yeah, you know, kind of.
You know what game that, I don't know why it reminded me of, but you know what game Blizzard needs to remake? Blackthorn.
What's that?
Blackthorn was this cool kind of, it was a side scroller game that is almost like Super Metroid or the old school Prince of Persia games. Or
was it the dude on the motorcycle?
No, that's Full Throttle.
Okay, that was Lucas Games. My bad, yeah.
And that game was a hell of a fuck.
Yeah, just like fucking Day of the Tentacle.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that out there. If nobody knows about Day of the Tentacle,
Tim Schafer.
Look it up. Tim Schafer is a genius. That's Psychonauts, right? That's Double Fine.
Yeah.
If you know Double Fine now, go back to, you know, retrace steps like
Maniac Mansion.
Maniac Mansion was the first game
of Day of the Tentacle, and you can play Maniac.
Cartridge.
You can play Maniac Mansion
on Day of the Tentacle. Yeah.
So
Day of the Kent. Oh my god.
Grim Fandango.
Okay. Oh my god, so good, Grim.
But,
so good. But yes. Get back to that, what we were talking about, System Shock.
But again, we're talking about all the older games that are more memorable that you will always want to go back to compared to these games that just, like, teabag you with graphics and, like, these movies and stuff.
That's why I liked Infinite. Infinite was a lot of gameplay, but the end with the storyline, because there's a lot of games where, like, it gives you a bunch of story, but it gives you a lot of gameplay, but the ending is fucking, like, 5 seconds.
And everything was in-game. That's what was amazing about that.
The fact that they let you play the ending and just, like, were interactive with the ending.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just 5 seconds, boom, that's what it is, you're sailing off into the sunset, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
It was just this long... I'm still wrapping my head around it. I know it's alternate universes and a spoiler alert. But still, it's like, spoiler alert. Fuck all you if you haven't played it. That's your fucking fault. Go to straight to hell because that game has been the best ending in the last decade. I'm going to put my opinion on this. That's why I'm on my third gameplay. Because that game... Like, I didn't like Bioshock 2. I liked it, but I didn't. I liked
Bioshock
the first one.
Bioshock 2 wasn't as good because it was short. Because it was short, and you had to
You still had to do that whole, like,
cover your area a lot more, you know, put traps down and stuff. Which is cool, but it just seemed to be more that than just, oh, wow, this thing's on the wall, I gotta shoot it, you know? Yeah.
I did like the ending of Bioshock 2 where
you became a big daddy. Well, that was the first one.
You became a little sister.
Yes. Because you're already a big daddy in the second one. You're the alpha. You're the first one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The first one, you had a choice to become a big daddy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which was cool because they did that whole voice, but you had to change the voice box. It did, like, that brutal voice box, like... And then, but they still gave you the choice to, you know, reap or...
Harvest.
Harvest, thank you. I was going to go rape. That's not cool, because they're... Yeah. But it gave you that choice, and the second one, it was... The ending was cool, because I think there was, like, 3 or 4 endings?
Yeah, depending on how you did it.
Exactly. And which, like, the first one, but I think there was more endings in the second one, which is cool. But the whole, like... I don't know. It was still in Rapture.
It was shorter. That's the thing.
It was an earlier Rapture when they first built it, which was cool, but... It still just had that... It's like, it's the same fucking thing, dude. I mean, come on. Okay, Infinite.
Yeah.
Did you play the guitar down in the basement when you went into the shanty town?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? So, okay, when...
I don't believe so. I mean, and
do you remember the shanty town, though? When you first go through the tear that she opens up to make that Chinaman...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Did you go into the bar that's like the last... No, I can't remember the name of the bar.
Yeah, I went to the bar.
Did you go down to the basement where there's a Fusion and a...
I didn't get everything, but I know
There's an acoustic guitar down there. You can pick it up, and while you're playing it, she starts to sing. She starts walking. Elizabeth starts walking around. Spoiler alert.
I probably did.
You don't get a trophy or anything, but it's awesome.
She wasn't...
It's the song that they sing at the end in the credits, too.
Yeah. I loved the music of that game. And I always loved...
Let's get into that.
I always loved the music of the
BioShock Beach Boys games. They do...
CCR.
They do... what is it? Tainted Love.
Yeah. Whoever that one was. Crazy.
And then they do Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
And that...
But it was all done old folky.
Oh, no, yeah. The first one I heard was Beach Boys. And I'm like... Because it's that acapella group that comes up on that floating ship right in the beginning. And I'm looking at Mary, I'm like, that's the Beach Boys. It's fucking Beach Boys. And she's like, maybe the Beach Boys were covering it. And I'm not, baby, if you hear this, I'm not talking shit.
You're wrong!
Because I thought too afterwards, it boggled my mind. I'm like, well, maybe the Beach Boys did, and they're just doing the original. God Would Only Know. I don't know, what is it?
My mom was the one while I was playing. She was like,
I know that song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. God only knows what I would be without you.
Yeah.
I'm doing a terrible job about it, but I heard it and I'm like,
It was this CCR song.
Oh, dude, that was such a good part. That was in the middle of the town.
Fortune Son, was it?
Yeah, it was Fortune Son.
Yeah.
But it was that old school 20s kind of...
It ain't me, I ain't no fortunate son. I was like, yeah, dude, that's dope. I want to buy that soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, from the trailers and stuff, like that song, I was like, dude, that song's amazing. And Dustin, one day, he was like, hey, I want you to hear a song. And he played it, and I was like, that's the BioShock song. Who is that? He was like,
It's the BioShock song.
It's Nico Vega. And I was like, that's Nico Vega?
Nico Vega?
Yeah, so the one that was on the, you know, the one that was very kind of like Janis Joplin-y, mm-hmm. like, And I was like, yeah, dude. So the song's called Beast, and it's from this group, Nico Vega. And I always remember hearing about them from, like, when MySpace was first around. And their first album was on MySpace Records.
Really?
Yeah. So they were, like, one of the bands that got kind of famous off of MySpace.
Yeah.
Them and Secondhand Serenade, but whatever.
You don't want to get into that, or...?
No, I'm just saying, it was just interesting. So let's see, we're about an hour and 20 minutes into this.
What time is it? We have to go to a show?
Yeah, it's like 9:50.
All right, let's do this.
I gotta go mix the peepees.
Mix the peepees.
Let's see.
Mix the peepees and I will just ramble into this.
Well, no, let's go on one more thing. So, obviously, you're gonna be a PlayStation 4.
I am gonna be a PlayStation 4, yes. I am a little butthurt, but I am still a little, I'm still glad that they are going to make people pay for the PlayStation Plus. You have to have it. I like that. For the fact it's going to make it harder for people to hack it. I would hope, at least. I'm going to cross my fingers. But, you know, you're still going to get a lot of free games, which is awesome. PlayStation Plus was shit because you get...
PlayStation Plus, they're not going to change anything from what I know.
You just have to pay for it yearly, right?
Yeah, and I already do.
That's awesome. Yeah, exactly. And to make people do that, that's fine. That's fine. Because I've been wanting to, for me, like... if you're going to make me do that for something I want to play, that's fine, I'll do it. Because you're giving me like free games monthly. You're giving me a bunch of stuff to like compensate.
Unlike what Xbox is doing, free beta trials.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude. Like, so I was able to beta Uncharted.
There was always a lot of beta trials,
I was able to do the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta. Like when it came out, because I was a PlayStation Plus guy.
When the second one was being tested.
Right now you can beta Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, the, what is it, Lightning Returns or something like that?
No, the new MMO.
Oh, 14. That's right, it's an MMO, huh?
Yeah. Huh. It's weird. But I haven't tried it. But I mean, you also get to have like 1 hour free download trials of the full games of certain games that come out, which is pretty dope. They give you free games, you know.
They always.
And pretty much they tell you if it's on your system and you choose not to be for the PS3, if you choose not to be a PlayStation Plus person anymore, they'll charge your account for those games. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like if you got something that was from PlayStation Plus
and you don't have PlayStation Plus anymore.
And you don't have PlayStation Plus anymore, but you're still using it, they're going to like if you got it for free, they're going to charge you what it was, cuz it's like, hey.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But that was like when it got hacked and it was down for like 27 days. Mm-hmm. They gave you PlayStation hell Plus. Free stuff. Yeah, they gave you hell free shit, which was cool, but they gave you PlayStation Plus for like a year.
3 months.
Yeah, it was like 3 months.
It was 3 months. Right? For people who already had it, they added 3 months.
Yeah, okay. I downloaded, you know, Streets of Rage from it and Sonic. And when the PlayStation Plus was gone, I couldn't play those games.
Yeah.
Which was kind of irky. Kind of irked me. But at the same time, you know, I understood. Whatever. After like, you know, a month or maybe a year, I was like, oh, you motherfuckers, I understand. Whatever. But if they're going to do it like that, that's fine. I mean,
but since
Microsoft is doing something more worse, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
I really still haven't read anything about it. I hear everybody going, just fucking talking bad shit about Xbox.
It makes no sense. And all their heads, you know, the higher ups, they're just sounding like pretentious douchebags.
Yeah.
Just thinking that everyone's still going to just fall in line. Because they have this whole... Because we have Halo and Gears of War.
Halo's such a fucking...
But
I will say this right now. Halo is cool, but it is so overrated. So overrated.
I liked Gears of War more than Halo.
I don't even like Gears of War.
Okay, we talked about cover system. I liked Gears of War because it had the cover system.
It did have a cover system. That's true.
I liked the gameplay and I liked the story of Gears of War more than Halo.
Actually, and I'm gonna trail back, I guess. I like that they had the little chainsaw thing on their guns. I like the curb stopping.
Yeah.
Curb stopping was awesome. I think I was more brought into it with the game, the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Which I don't really, I just like story, I like storylines.
Yeah.
I like storylines. Multiplayer, I did like the Uncharted multiplayer a lot, but it's for me, it's really just storyline. Oh, look at that back leg. So there's a hooded Jesus on the back of your dog's ass. Apparently. Really? I don't know. It was on the face box.
It wasn't my dog's ass.
If you look at a dog's anus and the pattern of the hair, it looks like a Jesus.
Oh, it does. Look at that. Because the anal glands and stuff.
Everybody out in the podcast world cannot see it, but if you
look at your dog's ass.
It's going to look like a hooded Jesus.
Yeah. A hooded Jesus, like, what's hurt? Little hood rat. Get a hood rat Mary Magdalena.
Oh, he's just Jesus. Watch out.
All right, we can't end on that.
No, we're not going to end on the Jesus thing. We're going to end on, PlayStation 4, like the...
What was one of the other things that we wanted to talk about real quickly? Because we already... Okay.
Okay, we covered... PlayStation 4. We covered Bioshock. We covered Last of Us. We covered the Warriors. Except I did want to say that I bought the Warriors without thinking that it was for the Vita and the PSP. And I was really mad at PSN. But then I realized I was mad at myself for not fucking realizing it. And then... I played it. My buddy.
You're making this a confessional.
My friend up in Pine Grove, Jackson, his son has a PSP and he let me borrow it. And then I played it. I had it for the PSP and it was terrible.
The port wasn't good.
Oh, it was fucking terrible. Terrible.
And then there was another Warriors game that Rockstar didn't do.
I played it for the Xbox. It was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't even touch it because
it's terrible. So I went to GameStop and ordered. Fucking for the PS2. And then I got it in the mail, and then, like, fucking, like, was it, like, 3 weeks ago or something like that, it announced that it was...
Yeah.
That's when I posted on the fucking the Facebox that... Obscenity, this is God, just obscenity.
Robble,
you know, and I was just so furious. that it did that. Because then it first came, they first came out with Manhunt, and I already have Manhunt. Manhunt's the shit. And then it came out with the goddamn Warriors. But we're not going to end on that note.
This is a long episode,
folks. There was something else. Beer is good. IPAs are good. What was it? Was it movie related?
I don't know, but I'll say this as I end.
Are we allowed to do like two podcasts in one night? So if we come back from the bars and we watch that show and we do a podcast
after the show,
there's Odorous Arungus, dude, Dave Brocky is the man, dude. I'm sorry, I love Dave Brocky.
Yeah, we can, dude. We'll definitely have a part two. This will be great. But so I'll end this episode and maybe drunkenly go back into another one. For all you people who are wanting to find movies to watch, I recommend Man of Steel. I saw it last night with my mama because she was the one that got me into comics, and she loves Superman.
That's awesome.
It was a really good.
It looks really action packed. I get mixed things on it. I'm not going to go into it, but all I hear is it was all right, but there's a lot of explosions.
Yeah. So here's one of the funny things, and there's kind of nerd banter for people not liking the movie. So Superman Returns, people were pissed because there wasn't enough punching.
Whatever.
In this movie, in Man of Steel, people are pissed because there's too much punching.
it's too much CGI, fast motion, punching in their face.
Like, some of the cinematography I wish was dialed back a bit so you could see more of what the action was. Mm-hmm. But I liked the route that they went with this, that they didn't try to do a full-on Batman-type thing. You could see where Nolan had his, you know, fingerprint in it, and then you could see where Zack Snyder was like, I'm going to make an amazing-looking movie. I'm going to, like, because I liked Watchmen. I liked 300. His Dawn of the Dead remake was fantastic. Sucker Punch looked great, but it was a dumb fucking movie.
It was. It was kind of. I didn't really understand it. I'm dumb, so I was like, I didn't understand it.
Well, because
it was in her dreams,
it was Inception, but not played out well.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that. It came out before Inception,
it was like a box in a box in a box.
Fucking A, dude.
So
goddamn women, they're crazy.
So it was like a weird video game Inception thing. Anyway, Man of Steel was great. Zack Snyder killed it as a director on showing people how to make another great comic book movie. You know, like,
cool.
I wish they did things differently, but that's just because, again, since my mom is a Superman fan back from the beginning of the Silver Age, mm-hmm. and showing me and my brother the ropes on mm-hmm. Superman and stuff.
How to do it right.
You know, there were different things that I wish that they did, but it's the best Superman movie since Superman 2. Do not base this movie... Don't compare this movie to the other movies, though. Go into it like, I want to see a good comic book movie.
You shouldn't do that with any new movies, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, fans when, you know...
Of course, they're going to be fanboys.
So when we saw Batman Begins, we were like, is he going to be as good as Keaton? And then off the bat, you're like, this is not.
Well, I mean,
like, this isn't like the Batman movies before.
Of course, because you had Michael Keaton, and then you just had shit.
Val Kilmer was.
I'll give you Val Kilmer.
Sucked, but Val Kilmer was okay.
Batman,
even though he had
Batman, you say?
Yeah.
Coming for me. That was like the best part of
even
the whole
movie.
Even though
Batman had a fucking lisp, but
he had a lisp, and then fucking George Clooney had nipples.
Val Kilmer had nipples.
I thought it was fucking George Clooney.
No, it was the start of the Schumacher stuff. But
My bad, everybody out there.
If you're wanting a comedic movie to go see, everyone needs to go see This Is the End.
Okay.
Because
This Is the End.
Because it was based off of a short that Nick showed me a long time ago of Jay and Seth versus the Apocalypse, which is Jay Rogan and Jay Baruchel. Or Seth Rogan and Jay Baruchel.
That's how you pronounce his last name.
Baruchel, yeah.
The guy with the Canadian...
Yeah. Come Stain?
Yeah,
Kim. And so pretty much it was just... It was this fake trailer that they made that they wanted to make a movie about, and it took them that long since, I think, 2006?
You gotta come up
2007? So it's great. Like, it's funny. It's all those guys that you like in the Judd Apatow movies playing themselves, or a heightened version of themselves. Yeah. making fun of each other's movies, you know, that were terrible, and you're just like, oh, damn, that's exactly what I thought. You know, like, nice. in the beginning of the movie, there's like a TMZ guy going, hey, Seth, give me that Seth Rogen laugh. He's like, you know, like what his laugh is, and it's pretty fucking funny.
That's good.
You know, and it goes for a turn that you might not think. I really enjoyed it. You would fucking love it.
I love it. I love those guys. It doesn't matter if it's fucking hella corny or whatever. I love
Michael
those guys.
Michael Cera and Danny McBride are the two best characters in that movie.
Mike was telling me, dude.
You are a heightened Michael Cera.
He's wearing a wacky-ass jacket.
Sorry. Michael Cera in that
movie. I've seen the Red Band trailer when he gets stabbed with the...
Michael Cera... Spoiler! In that movie, Michael Cera is a heightened version of you.
I farted on your dog.
It's okay. I do it all the time.
Hells yeah. But yeah, I want to see it because Michael Cera is all up on cocaine and stuff like that. And
smacking Rihanna in the ass. And then she punches him.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And he gets, he's like, it's okay, it's a game we're playing.
As she should.
Like, dude, all right, just... I recommend those two movies so far out of like summer movies that I've seen.
We're going to recommend those movies. Thrilled. He's going to recommend that movie. And I'm going to recommend, as well as Justin will recommend this, that upcoming movie... I only want to say one upcoming movie is At World's End.
At World's End and Pacific Rim.
Oh shit. Oh, Evangelion. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
beating monsters.
If anime fans obviously are listening to this, I hope you know that's what we're talking about. Which is awesome because it looks fantastic. It looks action-packed, and we're going to have a good time with it.
When I was at Big Wow, I ran into...
Big Wow!
Yeah, the San Jose Comic Book Convention.
Uh-huh.
I ran into these two guys who worked for ILM, for Industrial Light and Magic.
Nice.
And they worked on Star Trek Into Darkness and Pacific Rim. And they got to see screenings.
Of course.
So, when Big Wow was, it was right when Star Trek came out. So that was cool, but like, yeah, the other dude was like, dude, this guy worked on Pacific Rim, and he saw it, and I'm pissed because I wasn't able to see it because I didn't work on that. Because he was like, I was too busy still doing my job on Star Trek, and I was like, oh, okay. So how's Pacific Rim? And he was just like, you won't see another movie like it.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, and then my brother, he watched the little sneak peek from Comic-Con last year. And that was a year before it came out. Yeah, you know, it wasn't even fully done. And my brother...
just this little tiny, you see, skibbits.
My brother's just like, yeah, that's probably going to be the best movie of the summer. And it's, for me, it's going to be one of the only movies that I want to see in 3D. Because Guillermo del Toro, dude, the way he does it...
Oh, he is doing it. Guillermo del Toro.
I figure he's going to make it interesting. The 3D will be interesting. Because they're just big... Dude, it's a video game.
No, it totally is.
On the screen.
I can't do the 3D thing.
I can't.
My eyes.
But
You're the one that wears glasses, too. That is not prescription that you're putting on your eyes.
No, these are prescription glasses. Or are you talking about the 3D glasses? I was like, these are real glasses, man. I'm not a...
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, got
it. So you have to put on non-prescription glasses.
Oh, I put them over them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that should fuck up your eyes more if you take those off and put non-prescription glasses on.
Yeah, I did
that. You almost tried to fuck me up right there. I was like, what are you talking about? Are you a hipster or something?
I did that with Avatar.
Yeah, I did that too. Like, every 5 minutes I had to take them off. I don't even wear glasses and I had to freaking take it off.
Yeah, no, I still had to. I went and saw Avatar stoned with my brother.
He wasn't stoned, but I went and saw it stoned. I love you, John.
But anyway, so those movies, good to see. The World's End is the final movie of the Ice Cream Trilogy.
From
Edgar Wright and Nick Frost, but he didn't write it, but Simon Pegg.
It's all right.
Super excited. And I showed my mom the trailer, and she was like... What do you think of that movie? I was like, that movie's gonna be amazing.
Freaking amazing! What are you talking about? What do you think?
You
should know what I think about that already.
You know, Edgar Wright to me hasn't done anything bad yet.
I've only seen.
Spaced was a great show.
He did that.
He was the director of that show.
Amazing.
So Spaced was great.
Amazing.
Shaun of the Dead was great.
Amazing.
Hot Fuzz was great.
Amazing.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World was great.
He did that.
Yeah.
See, I just never really dive into it. I see the movie and I'm like, woohoo!
That who was, did it? That, I don't care. That was his movie. And so World's End is great. And now since that movie's over, he's going to be working on Ant-Man finally. And he's been trying to do...
They are doing an Ant-Man movie. They are.
Yeah. Someone finally...
Pym! I love me some Pym!
Well, you don't know who actually is going to be Ant-Man. They finally released... And John saw this also at Comic-Con last year. So it's not going to be Pym? You don't know who it's going to be. Okay. You don't know if it's going to be Pym, Lang, or this new guy.
So yeah, there has been like, you know, three or four of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because when Pym was Yellow Jacket or Giant Man, he wanted to become
Yellow Jacket after someone else
became
Giant Man.
Yeah, someone else became.
Oh, that's right. I remember that episode of the. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
it's a great cartoon too. Check out the Avengers.
The Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Avengers.
Earth's Mightiest Man. The.
You're drunk.
I know I am. I'm not driving. Fuck you. Don't take the theme song as the show. Theme song is terrible. But that's not the show.
You know what?
I don't want to know.
I want to watch. I want to watch Pride of the X-Men again. That old school '80s one that was just a pilot and it never became anything.
I've never seen that.
Where it had
Pride of the X-Men.
Yeah, where it had it was pretty much Kitty Pride's first episode, and like pretty much like so you remember the X-Men side scroller game?
Oh yeah.
That game and the X-Men Pride of the X-Men, that was supposed to usher in the new X-Men series.
Night of the Sentinel.
But that didn't go anywhere, and then Fox a couple years later made Pride of the Sentinel or Night of the Sentinels, that X-Men show.
Yeah,
that everyone knows about.
Yeah, that was the pilot pretty much. But, it was like 1990, 1991.
Yeah, Pride of the X-Men was great because like it had this cheesy X-Men, fighting the day. X-Men, coming your way. Cyclops is the leader. Something like that, and I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Like, dude, it was so cheesy and awesome. You know, it was. it was
amazing. What are you talking about?
It was great. It was Wolverine in the yellow and tan suit.
Oh, I love it.
And, like, again, he had a different voice that wasn't Canadian. I think he was Australian on that show. It was so funny. But anyway, we've now talked your ear holes off for an hour.
Drag it on a little bit more.
40 minutes. Shit, it's...
Yeah, thank you, Justin. Thank you, sweet. Thank you for having me on here. This is fantastic.
Thank you, Brian, for coming here, being my guest.
Of course. I will always be a guest. It's amazing.
Yeah, next time you come bring Mary.
Oh yeah, Mary will. She has a lot of.
She'll be the more cohesive one.
Yeah. Even if she's like drunk or high, she would still be more cohesive and shit.
She would be the second lady guest on the show.
Ooh, second, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
My friend Julia Guglia. Ha. Yeah.
She didn't get in the aisle seat.
All right. So everybody, have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody out there in the podcast world.
This probably won't be released by Father's Day, but happy Father's Day to all you. To the fathers who listen to this.
To the young fathers, the old fathers, the middle fathers, the stepfathers, even the fathers that are just playing that role when they're not even the real fathers.
Fatherhood. The kids aren't yours.
They're not. I have cats and I think I'm a father. Good day to you.
On that note, have a good night, people.
Have a good night. Bye.